The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
It's time to talk about the All-Ireland Senior Football Final happening today in Croke Park. I'm joined by John Duggan, presenter of The Ball Sunday, and Tommy Rooney is Off The Ball's GAA expert, and he will be at Croker. Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Pat. Hi, John.
Morning, Pat and Tommy.
Now, first of all, we'll talk to Tommy and you about the All-Ireland men, but just some athletic news that's interesting overnight.
Well, Rashida Adeleke has booked her place at the European Championship in Birmingham. So she won the 200 metres at the National Championships, 22.8 seconds. Now, that's off her best, Pat, of 22.34. But Rashida's been having a hamstring issues recently. And look, I think she's just on the road back a bit from injury. She's pain-free at the moment. She's only 23 years of age. Remember how amazingly she burst into the the consciousness of our minds with the fourth of the Olympic Games, the 400 and the European silver medal. So this is not going to be a year when she maybe wows us, but it's about building for the future, and she's still very young. That's what I'd say about
it. I mean, she had been running 400.
Yes.
She ran 200 yesterday, and maybe she's having second thoughts about whether 400 or 200 is her distance.
It's about being back in finals.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what the distance is, back in finals. Unfortunately, Charlene Maudsley pulled up in that race.
Which is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, but it's good to see Rashida back fit and healthy and winning.
All right, we'll turn to Croke Park then. And Tommy, I bet you're looking forward to this one.
Oh, Pat, it's going to be fun. And it's going to be fun because Kerry and Mayo are two of the most fervously supported counties in the country. Like, there's something about football in Kerry and Mayo. And we know Kerry are the kingdom, obviously. They're going for their 40th. But this yearning that the people of Mayo have for number four.
Now, I was on the streets of Dublin yesterday with some of the pals, and I met many Kerry people, and none of them, strangely, would begrudge Mayo a win, which is, I found, quite extraordinary.
But do you know why? Because they're so cocksure themselves that they're going to win, Pat. That's why. And to be fair, you can't really blame them. And just to be very clear now to anyone listening on the road up, obviously that is not something that I think will permeate the squad or the management team or anything like that. Mm. There's a difference between the players and the supporters.
Yeah, I met a racing man who was down in Killarney, and he said, you know, whatever the speculation is about Kerry being complacent, that's not how it really is in Kerry.
Not in the team. No. Yeah. No. Now, the one thing I'd say is, I was reading the Saturday Independent yesterday, and the predictions of their sports writers are all very sharp and with it, and it's 13 points, 9 points, 8 points, 10 points, 11 points, and then two journalists had it at 4 and 5. So at least they have it a little close. But like, of their panel of 8, they're landslide Kerry victories. When Andy Moran, the Mayo manager, in the press conference after the semi-final, took exception to a question from John Fogarty about whether the Mayo fans will enjoy it, the hype and the build-up, or have they been burned by previous defeats? I won't say the exact word Andy said, but he took exception to the question and he said, why shouldn't they enjoy it? And he said, is anybody in this room going to write that Mayo were going to win the All-Ireland? And Colm Keyes piped up and said no. And he was right. Nobody is going to say that Mayo are going to win the All-Ireland. No one sane is going to say it. Because by every metric, they won't and they can't. But games are not decided on metrics.
Now, John, yesterday you were talking about that notion of Mayo, ever the bridesmaid, never the bride, and how that was, some fun was made of that in Kerry.
Yeah, that to me is, that's just a sideshow, that banner, that poster. Mayo story, I just can't fathom what it would be like if Mayo won this. Like in 1951, the last time they won it, Eamon de Valera was Taoiseach. It was only 6 years after World War II. Ireland was only a republic 2 years. We hadn't had a man on the moon. We hadn't had the EU. We hadn't had lots of things happen.
And Queen Elizabeth wasn't
even there. It was King George VI. So this is they wore all white back then in 1951. They're wearing white again today. Maybe this is an omen for Mayo. But it can happen in sports. Greece won a European Championship. Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. Anything can happen. Nobody can tell us in this room that Mayo can't win today.
And by the way, Anthony Joshua won last night in the second round, having been knocked down twice in the first round.
And what's interesting about this Mayo team is just the forward line, the full forward line, because maybe in the past people might have thought that Mayo's weakness was their forwards. But 18-year-old Cobby McDonald, 19-year-old Dara Byrne. I was there in 04 and 06, and probably by halftime the game was over between Kerry and Mayo. What you just hope today is that Mayo be in it. They'll do themselves justice and they'll give themselves a fighting chance.
Now, what do you make of the age difference? The average age in Mayo, 24, the average age in Kerry, 28. Mm. I mean, you can say experience versus
for sure.
Naivety, perhaps, I don't know.
Or you could say reckless abandon versus the weight of pressure. Not that that actually is probably what's going on here, but there is a serious level of quality and experience in this Kerry team, Pat. All-Ireland winners in 22, beaten by Dublin in 23, All-Ireland winners again last year in 25, and they performed incredibly well last year in the All-Ireland final under the new rules the first year. I think a clatter of the Mayo boys have featured in 21. Some of them, like Aidan O'Shea and Kenan O'Connor and Robbie Henley, were part of that phenomenal Mayo group that came up against either the greatest team we've ever seen in Dublin six in a row, or at worst, the second greatest team we've ever seen in Gaelic football, just behind Mickle's Kerry. So that's why that Mayo team fell short in those finals. There's reasons for all the 11 finals they've lost. In the 2010s, they come up against one of the greatest.
By the way, I was reminded that when Mayo last won, Mick Jagger was just a boy, and he's 83 today.
Wow.
It's his birthday.
So today?
Today.
Right.
Happy birthday, Mick.
Is that an omen for Mayo in some way? Has he any Mayo relations?
Well, listen, if Kobe moves like Jagger today, there's going to be something, you know?
Now, here's a question, and you both would be better at answering this kind of suggestion from me. That business of the abandon of youth, when I think of Boris Becker in Wimbledon when he was just a teenager and he played fearlessly, absolutely fearlessly. When I think of Wayne Rooney when he went from, I think it was Everton to United, he played, the only thing he looked at was the goal. He was fearless. And then that becomes tempered with time.
It does. Martina Hingis, Michael Phelps, another couple of examples. Even the Dubs in 2013, you know, you had Paul Mannion, Jack McCaffrey, Kieran Kilkenny, all playing in All-Ireland finals. But I think it's rare, Tommy, that an 18-year-old is very, very young for an All-Ireland final appearance.
You know, we've had teenage All-Ireland appearances over the years. It's been, you could list them off. The Gooch was very young when he started in an All-Ireland final. There's been plenty of them. But it's not just his age. Like, Kobe McDonald, Kieran Shannon is a brilliant piece in the Examiner. He could have got a scholarship to the States to play basketball if he wanted to. Okay. He's going to AFL to St Kilda maybe next week to play professional AFL. This kid has got it. Do you know, he's got the athleticism. There's a photo in one of the papers of him leaping for a ball. There's not many that have that. He's got the speed. There's something that's happened in the last couple of games. And if the Kerry management are listening, I'm sure they've already copped it. But Andy Moran under the Hogan, you can hear Andy Moran as Mayo manager. Even when there's 82,000 people in there, you can nearly still pick out his voice. Now, I did a podcast with Andy, so I do recognise his voice. But Andy screams Kobe one-on-one. Because Kobe McDonald, in the new rules, is one-on-one a lot. And when he's one-on-one, Mayo want to get him the ball. And we're not comparing him with David Clifford. They're light years away. David Clifford today could surpass Colm Cooper as Kerry's greatest ever scorer, top scorer ever. He could equal the great Mikey Sheehy's record in terms of goals and all ever in championship.
But can those records really be compared with the two-pointer now, you know?
Well, no, but
like,
but
because David, in the past, one you do exactly the same kick from the same place, you get well, 1 point.
The two is only in a year, so David Clifford has racked up an incredible amount of scores already. I think David Clifford is possibly going to go down as the greatest footballer we've ever seen. But what Kobe brings to the table is, it's not just abandon of youth. And I know I brought that up. He can back it up too. And young Darragh Byrne is the same. First three shots in his last two games in Croke Park, he's either missed it, dropped it short, or he's kicked it wide. Next thing he does, he nails it. They're not weighed down by expectation, by pressure. They play with a bit of freedom. And I don't think that's going to change today. I think they're going to be able to go with it.
And John, that question of the two-pointers now, the change in the rules, it means if you're behind by 6 points with a couple of minutes to go.
Well, look at Down Wicklow in that Tarleton Cup final that Tommy did. Yeah. In the old rules, Down would have been out of sight, but Wicklow came back in the second half. Just looking at the Kerry forwards, though, you know, David Clifford, Dublin did quite well in the semi-final, but then Paddy Clifford had a really good game. Sean O'Shea is back. Dylan Gainey has had an amazing season. They got the middle third as well. So the problem for Mayo might have is that they might be just putting out too many fires. I don't know if you'd agree with that.
That is the common consensus. But the way I look at it, and I've covered Kerry,
I'm looking
closely.
At on my left-hand side, we have a fantasist and a dreamer in Tommy, and we have a realist, a pragmatist in John.
I think you've nailed it, Pat, and I can't help myself. I get caught up.
The dreamer.
I get caught up in
Well, Tommy plays club football and has been at the games all season, so he'd be seeing things that we wouldn't see, and that's the beauty of it.
The only thing I'd say about Kerry is some of them have been injured for a long time this year, and they're only back. And Jack O'Connor made this point the last day that we don't know how long some of them went without kicking a ball. Now, Paddy Clifford, as John said, got back to his best the last day. And if one or two get back to their best today, there's no stopping Kerry. But I am a bit of a dreamer, Pat.
All right. Finally, John, I should ask you about Vinicius Jr. and Real Madrid.
Well, links with Arsenal, and he's only got a year left in his deal at Real Madrid. And that, you know, if they let him, like, they have to, they could let him go on a free next year, which they wouldn't want. They want
some money for him.
You know, reports of friction with Mbappe in the dressing room. Mourinho's gone in there, who wasn't very defensive of Vinny Jr. after a row between Benfica and Real Madrid, and one of those players in Benfica was way offside. But it just shows Arsenal's ambition if they want to get him in. And there's also already Brazilian players there, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Martinelli. So as a Tottenham fan, I'm pretty disappointed to read that news this morning.
All right. John Duggan, host of Off the Ball Sunday, and Tommy Rooney, who's heading for Croker. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk with Timber Living Log Cabins.